67 teams are preparing for tomorrow's ceremonial Iditarod start in downtown Anchorage. The real 1,000-mile race to Nome begins Sunday in Willow. The field is significantly smaller than last year when 96 teams started the race. John Little is a Kasilof musher who is a veteran of both the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod. John, everyone is talking about the course conditions. It sounds like there is a lot of snow out there. What have you heard?
You know what? That's the one thing I haven't heard a lot about, except the mushers are talking about deep snow and having to camp more often because it takes longer to get from point A to point B. And they don't want to run their dogs more than 8 hours before stopping because the dogs just will slow down if they push too hard and go too far. And I think it's a good problem to have. I'd rather have slow, deep snow than thin snow and ice and things that can wreck sleds and break ribs and things like that.
Are there any particular mushers who might benefit especially from a snowy course?
Yes. Team Norway is going to be pretty happy. They don't have a rocket-fast team. In fact, Bjorn R. Andersen told me this summer that he really enjoys the southern route because it's got more hills and it's just a little slower and it suits his team better. So I would think the snow probably would help him. And it's the teams that can grind it out. Mitch Seavey always has a team that can just power through deep snow.
And are there other factors that you think could be a big influence on this year's race?
Oh, well, there's always something. And that's the fun of running the race is something comes up. Haven't had a storm for a while. But I think the trail is going to be pretty good from what little I've heard. It hasn't been warm. We've had some decent snow. I would expect a fairly normal trail if maybe just a little slow.
It's a small field this year. Are there any big-name mushers missing from the lineup?
Not that I'm aware of. It looks like the usuals are there. You know, I was running through a sort of a top 10 list, and I couldn't cram, 17 mushers into the top 10. It's pretty loaded on the front end.
Lance Mackey is the two-time defending champion, but he had run the Yukon Quest right before both previous wins in the Iditarod. Do you think he'll be unstoppable this year, given that he opted not to compete in the Quest?
Well, no one is unstoppable, but Lance has shown that he has an incredible team, and he is an incredible leader. He knows how to run dogs, so he is, if you're making a top three list, he's going to be on it. Missing the Quest, I don't know if that's going to be a factor. Somehow I think that he'll be right up there one way or the other.
I've heard people say that the trail conditions could be problematic this year. The Serum Run folks had to turn back, for example, because there was such deep snow. And there are reports that people aren't traveling out in the country as much, both because of economic conditions and culturally. People just aren't out trapping as much as they used to. Does this have an influence in how the Iditarod runs? Has it in the past, and do you think it may this year?
Yes, that's news to me, and it makes sense. If gas has been expensive and people aren't traveling as much between villages, that the trail's going to be slower. And that very much could be a factor. But they've had slow trails in the past. I remember when Robert Sorley won in 2005, he was just slogging through nasty, deep snow, and he still won. So I guess it remains to be seen. I guess if people turned back, I don't know where they turned back. I don't think that's going to happen here. I think the Iditarod has a pretty good trail-breaking crew, and the caliber of mushers is pretty good. Some of them may have to break out their snowshoes. That would be incredible if that would be the first time probably since the first race that somebody's had to break trail for their dogs.
John Little is an Iditarod veteran. He says this year he'll be monitoring the race from his home in Kasilof. Aaron Peck of Alberta, Canada, will be the first official musher out of the chute on this year's Iditarod Trail sled dog race. The drawing was held last night at the Mushers' annual banquet in Anchorage. While Peck is the first racer in the draw, he'll actually be the second sled out. Going first will be honorary mushers Rod and Carol Udd. Two-time defending champion Lance Mackey drew the number 47 slot. The last in the draw is Jeff Holt of North Pole.